Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by Mary Walter. Good morning to you, Mary. Good to have you aboard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And joining us on the line right now, Susan Ferriccio, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. She is not in Washington. She's in Philadelphia. Why? Well, Republicans have gathered there for a retreat to plan their strategy going forward. Mm-hmm. They will be joined at some point by President Trump today as they talk about the strategy going forward and what they want to accomplish in the first 100 and 200 days. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. How's it going thus far? And tell us what's on tap for today.
Well, they started their retreat yesterday, the Republicans in both the House and the Senate, and they heard from the GOP leaders about the agenda. And as you say, it is pretty packed. They want to, of course, repeal and replace the health care law, do tax reform, and regulatory reform. But they've also added a couple things per the request of Donald Trump, which I think was really pretty interesting. There was a White House meeting, as you know, earlier this week with the top leaders and Donald Trump, and he told them that he liked their agenda, but he wanted them to add his infrastructure plan, which, as you may recall, he mentioned on the campaign trail a lot, this $1 trillion infrastructure project that he wants to embark upon. And so he asked for Republicans to try to get that done in their agenda as well. And now, yesterday, of course, we all know he announced he wanted the Mexican wall built, and that would start immediately. And he signed an order to that effect. And now the Congress is going to take up this spring a special spending bill specifically to pay for the wall. So that's new on the agenda as well. And we learned that yesterday from lawmakers after they came out of their first joint session. So that was Wednesday. And as you said, today is a very big day because Trump is coming here, as is the Vice President, Mike Pence. He'll talk to them around lunchtime, and then Trump will talk later. And then, of course, the big guest is not an American, but it's the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, who's the Conservative Party leader in her country. And she is also going to address Congress today, the Republican Congress here in Philadelphia. And that should be pretty interesting, I think, because it's the first time a foreign leader has come and addressed the group at one of the retreats. And finally, tonight, their special guest at dinner is 2-time Super Bowl winner quarterback Peyton Manning is going to talk to them.
I was sort of surprised by that. Why Peyton Manning? I did not know that he was, I've always thought of him as being sort of apolitical. Is he involved in politics?
Well, he's not really involved with politics. However, he is a Republican donor. He gave money to Republican candidates in Tennessee, where he's from, and including Lamar Alexander's Senate campaign. And he's coming as a guest of Senator Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker, who are apparently know the guy pretty well. So he's got leadership qualities, obviously, and teamwork is a big thing with him, and that he's going to come and talk to the guys and women about that, because obviously if they want to get their agenda passed, it's going to be, it's going to be tough to move this fast, and you're going to need a lot of teamwork, and they thought that he would be the guy to talk to him about it. And interesting, I think. An interesting choice.
He's the Republican version of Beyonce. Susan, you had mentioned, just want to go back a little bit, you had mentioned about them preparing a bill to build the wall and to for financing for the wall. I think there are a lot of people who said, wait a minute, Trump said that we're going to get Mexico to pay for this. Is this bill that they prepare, is there are there any details in this about how this is going to happen? Or is it just an appropriations bill that we're going to take American taxpayer dollars to pay for this, and then we'll worry about getting Mexico to pay for it down the road? Do you think there'll be details in this?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because, Republicans are quite averse to these kinds of spending bills that aren't paid for or covered somehow. So what I was told yesterday by these lawmakers is that, Trump told us that he's going to find a way to for Mexico to pay for it, and we believe them. And that's okay with us. We'll fund this thing, and then Trump says we're going to pay for it at some point, and that's how it's going to go. I mean, it's really rather interesting. What about the infrastructure bill? Where is the money going to come from?
Right.
Now, they talked about, you know, private, public-private partnerships and private contributions to get this thing going, but that's not going to, you know, cover the full cost of such a massive project. And, you know, you have Democrats who have proposed their own solution that came out earlier this week, which is more than $1 trillion, all kinds of projects from roads, bridges, schools, environmental stuff. And so that's out there, and they want Trump to take a look at their plan. So it's really all kinds of stuff swirling around when it comes to this big infrastructure plan. What I do know is, though, that Trump does not want them to put it off past right. their big 200-day agenda. They've got a 200-day agenda instead of a 100-day agenda. They want to try to get a lot of this stuff done by
right.
August. Well, so now infrastructure's in there, too, and in this wall.
Let me ask you, though, about Obamacare, because, I mean, I'm reading these stories that say Republicans are meeting to discuss what they want to do. Among the things that are on their list is, well, how do they fix Obamacare? How do they repeal it and replace it? And I'm hearing stories that suggest that they don't really have a plan, that there's great, consternation about how they actually solve this problem.
Right. They do have a plan. They just don't have the details of the plan. The three-part plan that they say that they have is, the administration can repeal about 1,400 different provisions of Obamacare. That can be done without any involvement of Congress. They have a repeal and replace measure that they're going to do by March. That's going to, with the 51-vote rule in the Senate, move through not only the repeal, but the framework and parts of replacement. We don't know what's in that yet, though. They mentioned things like health savings accounts, but what else? You know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third leg of this stool is later down the road. They'll, as they move along, go past other things through so-called regular order, which will require Democratic help. So you have a three-part plan. What we don't have is what's going to be in this repeal replace. That's what they're working out today. And I think there are some ideas out there that they're going to propose to the group today that the staff is working out. It's not that they haven't been doing anything. It's just they haven't told us what it is, guys. And that's really what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear about it pretty soon because I'm told it's going to be marked up in committee within 2 weeks. So that's, you know,
wow.
We're going to find out in short order.
Wow.
Well, interesting times, and things are happening fast and furious. I mean, have you ever seen, just quickly, very quickly, have you ever seen anything quite like this, Susan?
No. Well. Nope. And I've been up here along on Congress, covering Congress for, you know,
wow.
decades,
yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is really strange times here. But, you know, the people have spoken, and so things are moving quickly. And it's going to be really interesting.
Well, I'm with you on it. I've been in this town 30 years, and I've never seen anything quite like it.
Yep, agreed.